Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Everyone follows the Greyhound leader.
RSN 927.
Now on Winners, time for the weekly Greyhound preview.
And at 12:05, what a night we have coming up at Sandown, the RSN 927 Sandown Cup, the richest Greyhound staying race on our planet. And Marg Long joins me now. How are you, Marg?
I'm well, thanks, John.
What a night we have coming up tonight.
Yeah, it's a great feel for the RSN Sandown Cup, and it's a great night of racing. So it'll be very exciting for all of those that are involved, and 175,000 to the winner of the cup.
There's a bit
on. Knock it back, would we?
No, there's a bit on the line, and one of the leading contenders is No Donuts, and his trainer Anthony Azzopardi joins us. How are you, Anthony?
You're good yourselves?
Yeah, top of the world. Your bloke is just flying at the moment.
Yeah, mate, he's hit his peak again, and yeah, he's all ready to go. We'll see what happens tonight.
Gee, you must have been impressed with his win last week, because he got to the lead and he just controlled the race. And I just watching him, I think he's got a bit to come tonight.
Oh, he's both got, I believe he's got a lot more improvement in him, because he had a limited preparation for it with his injury setback. But he was, you know, his performance was great last week. And if he can repeat that performance, you know, he'd be hard to beat.
It was a good effort, Anthony, last week after being out for a month. As you said, a bit of an injury there. But, I mean, the previous run had been a good run, over 34.06 over the 5.95. So to come back and run 41.78 over the long last week, great effort. And he is a greyhound that likes to bowl along in front, isn't he? Likes to get out there and bowl along.
Yeah, he is. He's a front-runner stayer. I don't think he can come from behind. He, you know, he's run home's okay, but it's his sections, he really breaks them up, you know, and he has to posse up early to be a winning chance, you know.
Yeah, he's a very short price favourite for tonight, $1.85 on fixed, and he's been a great performer in as much as he's won over 300,000, 323,000 in prize money, so you must be laughing, you and your owners, who goes around every time he goes round.
That's it. No, he's a very pleasure dog to have. You know, they come and want, you know, they don't come off, and you enjoy when they're around, you know, and he's such a great dog as well, like his attitude, you know. He's such a pleasant dog to train, you know.
He's sort of in his prime, really, isn't he? He's a June 13 mating. He's a Fabregas out of Chevy Princess, and you know, the Fabregas go very well. He was a great race dog himself. But he's at a right time, isn't he, for the staying journey?
He is. He's hit his prime, and yeah, it's time to shine, I suppose, if he's going to do it. So we'll see what happens.
Well, he's certainly the public fancy him, and the run, as I say, the run back last week was fantastic. So be interesting to see where he goes tonight, you know, just if he can repeat that performance again tonight.
Yep.
Who are the main dangers, you think, tonight, Anthony?
Oh, I think I was really impressed with that Zippin and Kane. I think he's going to be one of the tough guys to beat in the red, Houdet. I think it's well boxed, because you'll find the two will want to shift off, and he might get that run through, you know. And look, they're all dangers. They all hurt their spot, you know, and I treat them all dangers, really, and you know, made it the best dog win, I suppose. I just hope it's a clean race and a
safe
race.
For sure. Your bloke, he's just seemed to fly under the radar, hasn't he, Anthony?
He has the last few weeks, you know, like a couple of months, say, after the Zoom top. But, you know, he bounced back to his best when he broke the record at Bendigo. That was his first look there. And, look, he's had a bit of a rough trot with little nigglies, you know, and I think we're over top of him now, hopefully, anyway. And let's see what he can do.
Well, Anthony, all the best tonight. The richest staying greyhound race in the world. And look, I'm sure if your bloke gets the clear air as he did last week, he's certainly going to give them something to chase.
Most definitely, yeah. Thank you.
Good luck, Anthony.
Thank you.
Anthony Azzopardi, the trainer there of the favourite No Donuts. And look, he hasn't got a higher profile of a squid. It is a Miata Irma Bale, has he, Marg? But, gee, on the track, he's such a consistent pup.
Oh, yeah, well, you don't win over 300,000 just by being a slouch, really. He's had 46 starts, 125 of them with 12 placings. I mean, he's always in the money. And he's been an absolute delight for Brad Canty, who's the owner of the Greyhound. So had a lot of fun with him. And I've got to say, Anthony Azzopardi shifted to Melbourne from Sydney.
Mm.
His kennel is absolutely on fire at the moment. So, you know, win wouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah, he's a great, great mentor. And I just watched the replay of that race a couple of times last night. And I think that the Greyhound has a bit of improvement to come tonight somehow, Mark.
Yeah, well, after he had the month off, I mean, he's brought him back. Obviously, it sort of got him up and going, but he'd always said that he was going to be better for that run last week. So, you know, he does need Anthony's right. He needs to get up close early because he's not a come-from-behind dog. He's definitely his best sections are his early sections. Mm. And, you know, he does pretty much begin pretty consistently, really.
Parading at Warrigal, just running a shade late here for this first race. Aaron Soda is the favourite, number 8 at 250 and 120. We might start our chat with Caroline Jones, who puts the polish on Zipping Kane. How are you, Caroline?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Zipping Kane is absolutely flying at the moment.
Yes, he is. He's going very well. He's since he started racing, he's been very consistent, but since we've stepped in up from the 650s and up, he's got a perfect record. So he's looking really well.
Really suited to it, Caroline. Last week, his first run over the distance at Sandown, 41.83. It was a great effort, given that 78 was the best by No Donut. So he's a real up-and-comer in the staying ranks, isn't he?
I think so, yes. Yeah, he's like, you can't fault anything he's done. I was very pleased with his run last week. Going into that run, I would have preferred if he could have had a couple of 700s before, but I mean, that wasn't to be. And he was very impressive, I thought, and he's pulled up really well. So, I couldn't be more happy.
Marg, we're having a chat to Caroline Jones, who puts the polish on Zipping Kane.
Yes, and he's only just 2.5, not quite 2.5 yet, Caroline, December mating 13. He's going along, as we said, really nicely. He only had 29 starts for 13 wins and 13 placings. Always thereabouts for you. And bred by Marty Hellinan, they do breed some very strong greyhounds, don't they?
Oh, that's for sure, yeah. And I think that was always sort of with this fellow where we were looking to try him. And he had a very good lead-up to his first 700 at the Meadows. Like, the right race was there at the right time. So, yeah, he had a few 600s and a few 650s and he had a good preparation for that. So it gave him every chance to, see what he can do.
He came from box 2 last week. He's out in 7 tonight. Is the box any hassle to him at all?
I would have preferred him from an inside draw, I think. He won't want to sort of get caught out wide, but I don't know, with the conditions tonight, it might all be good to be out there if they have much rain there and that.
Be the right spot, mightn't it?
Because, yeah.
It's difficult when you get it, and it's an awful slushy, consistent rain today, so
and he doesn't have pace around him. So, yeah, look, I'm not unhappy where he's at.
No. He's a second favourite. We looked at No Donuts at $1.85 as the fave, and he's sitting in there at $2.25, fixed odds at this stage.
Obviously, No Donuts has been there and done that. Like, he's a very good dog. He's got a score on the board. I do feel my fellow should have some improvement in him. He's pulled up well and feeling good after last week's run, so he should benefit from that run. So, we're just happy to be there. I'm happy with him and just hoping for the best.
Well done, Carolyn. Your pup is really on the up, and we wish you all the best tonight in the big one, the RSN 927 Sandown Cup.
Thank you.
Carolyn Jones, who puts the polish on Zipping Kane, the second favourite. 19 past 12 here on Winners RSN 927 with Marg Long, talking about the RSN Sandown Cup. Now, Marg, what would a Group 1 be without Jason Thompson being involved?
Rare, I'd say.
Absolutely. And he's got a very good chance at pretty good odds. How are you, Jason?
Yeah, good, John.
Yeah, mate, I think your pup has a great chance at very, very big odds. It was a great win last week.
Yeah, look, it was a tough win in pretty ordinary conditions.
Mm.
Yeah, the time obviously wasn't as quick as some of the other heats, but I think under the conditions and the way he did it, I was more than pleased with his effort and the fact that he's come up with a really good draw in the final, which he needed to have any hope in the race. Certainly puts him in there with, I think, some chance.
He does have a 41.91 run to his credit at Sandown, Jase, doesn't he?
Yeah, look, that was some time ago. And the dog, he's only had 5 runs back after having an operation on his wrist. So I think hopefully he's still going forward. And I've got no doubt, not we're going to have normal conditions tonight, but on a normal track, he would be able to probably even run 41.80 around that sort of time. So I think, he's got such a good record off inside draws. I think he's had box 1 7 times for 4 wins and 1 placing. And the 9 races that he's won, he's only won them out of boxes 1, 2 and 3. So that sort of shows you how much he does need to be on the inside. And I think if he can begin safely, I'm sure he'll get a clear run. And it's just a matter of sort of how things pan out probably from the winning post for the rest of the race.
Yes, they've put him in at $14 fixed odds at this stage. So I guess if that's based on last week's run, that's probably about where you might have expected. Certainly the draw is going to help.
Yeah, look, as I said, if he probably had a drawn even 3 or wider, it'd be probably an unrealistic chance of even running a place, to be quite honest. But the fact it's more importantly that he's got a good draw and he's, the dogs that are drawn around him should allow him to get a clear run. But they're in saying that there's some good dogs in the race, and I'm sure if the favourites go roll forward and he's back in the ruck a bit, well, he'll certainly struggle. But I think hopefully that won't happen, and I think it's a pretty open race. They've got no donuts pretty short, which he probably deserves to be favourite. But there's quite a few other dogs that have got a really good chance in the race at very good odds.
I think that's a fair comment, Jason, because, we've had the last few with some really star names in this race. There's no real standout star in this field tonight, is there?
No, not at all. When you look at some of the Sandown Cups, probably in the last 3 or 4 years, I would imagine probably more than half the dogs that even got nominated for the heats last week wouldn't have been there in years gone by because you had 3 or 4 really standout stayers. Where this year, No Donuts has proven himself at the Journey, but I think if you line him up against the absolute top liners of years gone by, over 700, he's probably not up there with them, but he's still a very, very good dog.
Well, good luck tonight, Jason. He's in there with a ripping chance of $14. Hey, young Benny's going quite well at the moment.
Yeah, he is. Getting sort of regular rides on a Saturday and riding well, getting winners, and hopefully I've sort of got to try and follow in his footsteps a bit. Hope his luck can rub up on me a little bit.
Does he still help you out with the pups? Or that's
good. He's good. Whenever he's not riding, if he's suspended, which over the last few months has been fairly regularly, he does help out with the dogs as much as he can. And, he's very good. Very good.
That's good to hear. Well, good luck with Who Day tonight, Jason. I hope he runs a ripper race.
No, thanks, John.
Angela Langton on the phone.
Hi, Ange. Couple of finalists through to tonight. You'd be happy about Dublin Bull and Wynn Whistler being there?
Yeah, very happy, Marg. I can't wait. I just hope the weather clears up a little bit. It's not looking great at the moment, but extremely happy to have 2 in the final. Looking forward to it.
It's a pretty dismal sort of a day, isn't it, really? But we can't control the weather, whatever else we do. Wynn Whistler is coming from box 4 tonight. He's just been a fantastic performer, hasn't he? He's won just on $180,000 in prize money and been in the money 60 times out of 97. He's just been a super dog.
Yes, he certainly has. To make that many placings and that many starts in, the elite level, which we race in week after week in Victoria, it's, you know, an amazing effort for a dog. And, you know, he's been such a terrific dog. It's just exciting for him to see him go around tonight. And, you know, hopefully he can run a place. He really deserves to win a race like this. He's a super dog.
He has, and he's coming up to 4 years old. He's just stayed terrific, you know, to manage to have the 97 starts is a great effort. Dublin Bull comes from box two. He's obviously, nowhere near as many starts, but he's going in great form, and his win last week was a good win from box seven, ran 42.03. You're happy with all of that and with where he's at?
Yes, for sure, Marg. He missed the start a little bit last week and had to work pretty hard to win the race. And, you know, he hasn't had a 700 for a while. He had a bit of a spell up and went to Perth. And hopefully, you know, he'll be better for the run tonight. And I'm hoping he can actually come out running and lead and see what happens from there. So hopefully he's got the ability to lead. So we're just hoping he begins well and he can lead. And I'm hoping when Whistler can get a sit on him behind him.
You see, form on the track's terrific, isn't it? He's had four starts for three wins in a second.
Yeah, he has. He's a really nice pup and he tries really hard. And, you know, he hasn't probably got the experience of somebody like Win Whistler, but he's going to be giving his best. And I'm really glad to see that he's drawn close to the fence.
Well, Ange, thanks for being on the program. Good luck with your two. It's great to get two into the final. I hope they run ripper races for you.
Thank you very much.
Angela Langton there with her two. Marg, we're out of time. Who's your tip?
Oh, gee. Don't know.
Like, gee, it's an open race, isn't it?
It's such an open race. I sort of have plenty of time for, no donuts, Win Whistler, Zipping Cane and Houdet off the inside. You know, it will depend a bit on the weather, I think, and how the track settles down. And when it's like that, everybody needs a little bit of luck in running. But it'll be a great race regardless, and we're really looking forward to it.
Good on you, Marg. Talk soon.
Thanks, John.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.